Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Sea of Poppies by Amitav Ghosh. Performed by Phil Giganti. To Nayan, for his 15th. Part 1. Land. Chapter 1. The vision of a tall masted ship at sail on the ocean came to Diti on an otherwise ordinary day, but she knew instantly that the apparition was a sign of destiny, for she had never seen such a vessel before, not even in a dream. How could she have, living as she did in northern Bihar, 400 miles from the coast? Her village was so far inland that the sea seemed as distant as the netherworld. It was the chasm of darkness where the holy Ganga disappeared into the Kalapani, the black water. It happened at the end of winter, in a year when the poppies were strangely slow to shed their petals. For mile after mile, from Benares onwards, the Ganga seemed to be flowing between twin glaciers, both its banks being blanketed by thick drifts of white-petaled flowers. It was as if the snows of the Himalayas had descended on the plains to await the arrival of Holi and its springtime profusion of color. The village in which Diti lived was on the outskirts of the town of Ghazipur, some 50 miles east of Benares. Like all her neighbors, Diti was preoccupied with the lateness of her poppy crop. That day, she rose early and went through the motions of her daily routine, laying out a freshly washed dhoti and kameez for Hukam Singh, her husband, and preparing the rotis and achar.